Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. While the Federal Reserve is still trying to pretend that consumer prices are only rising moderately above 2% annually, the truth is they are rising much higher. In fact, you may have to pay almost double what you paid last winter season to heat your home. Last Friday, the Henry Hub wholesale price of natural gas was almost 130% higher than it was exactly 1 year earlier. Since over half of American homes are heated with natural gas, you can expect a massive hike in your winter season costs this time around. This would not be so important if utilities followed the common old-time practice of signing long-term supply contracts to prevent cost spikes. However, in recent years, the spot market price of natural gas had fallen below the cost of these contracts. As a consequence, most utilities stopped signing long-term natural gas contracts to only purchase it on the spot market. This coming heating season, that practice is going to clobber utilities and therefore lead to hefty price increases for consumers. As for other people that heat their homes with oil, you already know that your costs are far higher than they were a year ago. At the market close last Friday, the wholesale price for West Texas Intermediate oil was more than 83% higher than a year earlier. Do you remember the cold spell that hit Texas in the middle of February this year? You probably heard that the cost of electricity and natural gas in that state soared before the weather warmed up. Well, the soaring prices that people in Michigan and across America will pay to heat their dwelling this coming winter season will hopefully not be that dire. But they are going to be many times beyond what the Fed means when it talks about price hikes being transitory and only moderately above 2%. Many other prices over the past year have also risen far more than 2%. Molybdenum and tin more than doubled. Aluminum and cobalt are up more than 50%, and copper, nickel, and zinc all jumped more than 25%. It almost seems like the only thing going down is the standard of living for the average American. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.